John 8:58 says, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. If you want to get to know Jesus, you have to begin by understanding that He is not a created being, but is the eternal God who came in the form of man. We call this the incarnation. And if you don't understand the eternal nature of Jesus, you can't understand the incarnation, and you will not understand so much that Scripture tells us about Him, like what Paul wrote in Philippians 2:5-8, saying, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus could not have died for our sins if he were not the eternal God in human form. And we'll talk more about these things in the future, Lord willing, and the church don't rise. But without understanding that Jesus is eternal, then you'll not only fail to grasp his incarnation, but you'll simply not be able to understand things like the Trinity and his place in the Godhead, the virgin birth, theophanies, or what's called Christophanies sometimes, where Jesus appears in the Old Testament before coming as a babe in Bethlehem. And there are numerous references to him as Messiah, which speak of him in terms of deity and being eternal. The fact is, if you don't grasp the fact that Jesus is the eternal God who came in human form, you'll be stuck in the same errors of the cults, the Mormons, and who call themselves Latter-day Saints, or the Watchtower Society in Brooklyn, New York, who call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses, or even the New Age cults. But Jesus called himself, I Am. He was claiming to be the same Lord God who spoke to Moses in Exodus 3:14, saying, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Jesus sent Moses. Jesus is I am. This means that Jesus is eternal. No beginning and no end. He simply is. Always has been and always will be. When the prophet Micah prophesied the birth of Messiah, he said in Micah 5:2, But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. The Father sent his Son, who is from old, from everlasting. And that's what Jesus said happened when he spake these words in John 3:16. Saying, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The everlasting Son of God came to die for our sins in order to give repentant sinners who will believe on him everlasting life. So when you read Psalm 41:13, you should think of Jesus when it says, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. And think of Jesus in Psalm 90:2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Many Christians don't learn as much as they ought to about Jesus because they don't realize that so much of the Old Testament tells us about it. In addition to the types and shadows that we'll talk about in time to come, that picture Jesus, and those theophanies we refer to where he appears as the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, in addition to the very clear messianic prophecies that foretell of Jesus coming as a babe to grow up and die for our sins, there are so many passages like Psalm 93:1-2. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Jesus is from everlasting.